up, everybody? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Tell It How It Is, No Filter. Do I always sound robotic when I first start? I don't come in too amped. I don't come in too dead. You know, give me some suggestions in the comments, whether on YouTube directly or on IG, as to smooth, cool intros. Like, how to just come in like, yeah, welcome. You know, I don't want to be too animated. You know what I'm saying? But what's up? I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody's safe and healthy. No real current events. I'm just going to say that if there is a new variant of COVID, it's just another form of a cold, man. Just take your supplements. Respond to the symptoms immediately. Mucinex is always the go-to for me. I always tell everyone. It's not that, you know, everybody's body's different, so it may respond to it differently. But the key is really being active, healthy, supplements, and just respond to symptoms. You know, you get a little stuffy or you get throat a little scratchy, you right away treat that to kind of avoid it from becoming full-blown. We know that. I'm just saying. I'm not entertaining this new variant. Hurricane Lee, that's, you know, set to be the next storm upon us. Just be safe. If you're in my area, anywhere near in the upper north, you probably all right. I'm just going to deal with some rain. I'm, you know, going to send prayers for people who are in places where hurricanes really hit. You feel me? So I'm going to send a prayer right now and pray that it's not that bad. I know Category 5 is always like labeled off the rip. Pray that no real damage happens and you don't go through any suffering as far as losing your property. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely going to send a prayer for you for that. So that's it. Like I said, no real current events. Let's go right in. If a female bros you in convo, does that mean she doesn't find you attractive? Is that a sign of permanent friend zone? You are like the bestie. You're the guy. Like, he's cool. I think it depends on the situation and scenario. So at face value, when you hear this, if I hear it initially, I'm going to say yes. They look at you as a friend. Does it have to stay there? I won't. Like, commit to that, to say that that definitely means that you're going to stay there. But you're there at the time she's doing that. It may not be a bad thing. You always have to look at the glass both ways, half full, half empty. It does show that she's comfortable in convo with you. It seems a little passionate because, you know, you're like, yo, bro. You know what I mean? Like, she's trying to say it, and it's the dialogue nowadays from these younger cats, this younger generation. Has us mid-age to talking similar to them in certain ways, similar like them. You know what I mean? Like, we don't carry the whole dialogue of what they say, but we are taken from their speaking term. Especially we watch TV, we have kids, we listen to them interact. You know what I mean? So, I don't like the sound of a female calling me bro. Initially. But it does not definitely mean you don't have a shot, fellas. So just take it at face value for the time being. I don't know if I should advise you to be direct and aggressive immediately to try to shake that, because then you might find out news you don't, you know, then you'll find out. If you want to just cut to the chase after this bro interaction, then you could just boom right there and then you'll get your answer. But I don't think that that automatically disqualifies you, and it always means that they don't find you attractive. Fair enough? All right. Take your shot. Shoot your shot, pretty much. I didn't, on the last episodes, I didn't really tag or put, I don't think, in the timestamps, the credit that I was gonna give to folks where I get certain topics and phrases from. Pardon me for that, and it should definitely be this time, because I think I shouldn't have to be repetitive. I mostly listen to the same people. So I'll shout out, I can't, you know, listen, this is the love right here that they get, and that's that. So shout out Andrew Huberman Lab. I get a lot of health things from there. Andrew Huberman Lab. I might timestamp it anyway. This is early in the episode. Rich and Unemployed. Fresh and Fit. That's like the window right there. Do I listen to others? Yeah. So I feel like the other random ones, I should timestamp them because I'm not consistently referring to anything from there. But these are the three. So if I've ever timestamped it before, I don't feel like I should timestamp it every time. Anyway, by Queen Just Britney. This is from Rich and Unemployed. He just gets all the Britney's chicks. I just did the hookah thing, and that was a Britney. This is another Britney. She said, friendship always ends because the word ends in end. So we spell friend what? F-R-I-E-N-D. So that's what she's referring to. Women are just, I don't want to sound negative. What is that, like a cliche or? Just that has nothing to do with it, but if you want to reference that, I guess it's cute. Friendships do end. Most friendships end. I agree. The older you get, we all notice. I mean, some people have to get older to see this or feel it or agree with it. You all right over there? Can't have animals around the pod. Anyway, that noise, she don't know how to stay still. Friendships end. The older you get, that list diminishes. It's just a fact. Do I want to really entertain, and you know, again, this is something I just caught off the fly, to really entertain this and sit here and tell you because of the spelling affects the actual results? No, I didn't go deep into the episode. Maybe she explained herself more, but it's Queen Just Britney. If you want to follow on Instagram for at least that episode. It's just life. And the smaller your circle is, the better actually. If you're crafty enough to build a strong team around you, business-wise or leisure-wise, if you're that sharp, then you can prove this wrong, but that's an exception to the rule. It's very hard to find a lot of genuine, solid people. It's very hard. I'm somewhere outside the five boroughs for some time now, and I only could vouch for like two people. Based on where I'm at right now. Three, my bag. I can socialize with about five. If you want to break this down, I could socialize with like five, but vouch? Two, three-ish. And I'm talking after a couple of years. So that's right there goes to show you. You got to be selective with who you let around you, who you tell things to. And even in that number of five or the two, three that I vouch, I still don't talk at all. You know what I mean? There's certain things you still gotta keep to yourself. You count as a person in your number of people that you vouch for. You gotta vouch for yourself. And you can talk to yourself. I feel you the only person that should know everything is yourself. Don't let that go over your head. Okay, serotonin versus dopamine. I'd have to Google that, not to, you know, just to get a better deep dive on it. Hey girl, you all right over there? Yeah, you making this mad noisy, man. I'm not doing it over, maybe I, but should I let you out? I'm gonna let you out for part two. Sorry guys for the scratchy noise. It's not like a sound effect thing. It's just Again, I'm gonna let her out for part two. Y'all be alright. Core physical process. Okay, they I guess I might have did that wrong. The way I typed that, give me a second. Yo, hello. What the hell? I mean, it's an animal shit. I'm acting like she's gonna say my bad. Serotonin versus dopamine. Right. Thank you. I can't do this. I'm about to let her out now because she's not staying still. Give me a sec. One sec.
Yo, relax. Come out, baby. That make you all that. Come out.
All the episodes, at least for the last 3 to 5, I had her in the same place. I don't know if she want to be seen. You want to be seen? The culprit of all the noise. The culprit. Just so you know, I wasn't bullshitting me. Functions and comparisons. Let's watch the time. I don't know why I just gave me movie me. Yo, pet peeve. It wasn't supposed to be this early. Fucking pop-ups. Ads, yo. Damn, listen. I shouldn't hate on it because if I one day get the marketing strategy and promotion that I'm allowed to a larger scale, I would hope to be in these pop-ups and ads. But goddamn, it's annoying. Everybody should be rich and famous. That pops up. Because you can't even breathe for a sec before another pop-up. Even as I told you that. Serotonin and dopamine are neurotransmitters, the chemical messengers that allow nerves to communicate with each other or with other structures in your body. These common neurotransmitters act on similar parts of the body but have different effects on mood and memory, digestion, and other functions. Certain health conditions, including depression, can arise due to imbalances in the level of serotonin and dopamine. So, I think serotonin helps, not think, but the point. It helps regulate mood, influence quality of sleep, hinders impulsive behavior, promotes healthy digestion, and supports blood clotting. I don't like the term supports blood. I guess we're reading that wrong. But bottom line, serotonin is the good side. You should... Serotonin is a good thing. The dopamine, I guess, would be the negative. So serotonin is the positive, dopamine is the negative. Promotes feelings of pleasure, motivation, and satisfaction. Supports coordination. Assists with short-term memory. Encourages impulsive behavior. Okay, so both are positive and both have negatives, right? So, I want to lean more towards serotonin being the more positive. You know what I mean? I think the only bad thing would be the blood clotting. Supports blood clotting? I'm confused. But, let's see if we could dive deeper into your overall well-being. Serotonin, also known as some word I can't pronounce, 5-hydro... XY tripeptine. Yo, I'm looking like I'm not intelligent right now. It's a neurotransmission that is produced in a part of your brainstem called another thing I can't pronounce. This is some real deep diving shit. So I'm sorry I wasted all of that to say you should lean more towards satisfying your serotonin side versus your dopamine side. Serotonin is more important, it's more humble. But you would have to be of a certain educated level to even understand what the fuck I'm even telling you. So just know things that the impulsive behavior should ring a bell. That should stand out on the dopamine side. And that's not good to have impulsive behavior. I think serotonin is more the calm side, the more humbling of things that are rewarding. That's naturally supposed to be rewarding. Things like, I guess, An intense workout could be impulsive, right? But is that impulsive behavior? But anyway, I think the message here is to send more people to research serotonin and try to get under that umbrella versus the dopamine umbrella. That's the point. I wasted all those minutes to say get under the serotonin umbrella more so than the dopamine. And I'll be back.